नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। वी बिगन द 18th चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता एंड वी ऑलरेडी डिस्कस्ड द फर्स्ट 12 श्लोकस ऑफ द गीता दिस चैप्टर। इन दिस फर्स्ट 12 श्लोकस कृष्णा डिस्क्राइब्स द बॉन्डेज, हाउ वन कैन बी रिलीव्ड फ्रॉम बॉन्डेज बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग कर्मयोग। सो द फर्स्ट श्लोक वाज अर्जुनस क्वेश्चन अबाउट व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन त्याग एंड संन्यास, एंड कृष्णा डिफाइंड व्हाट इज संन्यास।
टू गिव अप द काम्य कर्म।
हाँ, गिविंग अप काम्य कर्म इज संन्यास। ओके, सो वन मे परफॉर्म डेली ऑब्लिगेटरी ड्यूटीज नित्य कर्मस बट वन विल नॉट डू एनी काम्य कर्मस, सो दैट इज संन्यास। काम्यानां कर्मणां न्यासम संन्यासम कवयो विदुः। व्हाट इज त्याग? सर्वकर्म फल त्यागम। सो गिविंग अप द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ एक्टिविटीज इज दिस त्याग। ओके, देन कृष्णा डिस्क्राइब्ड एलाबोरेटली संन्यास एंड त्याग, अल्टीमेटली इक्वेटेड बोथ ऑफ देम टू रेनन्सिएशन। समवन शुड हैव अ स्पिरिट ऑफ रेनन्सिएशन एंड ही ऑल्सो डिफाइंड त्याग इन मोड ऑफ गुडनेस पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस। ओके, नाउ ए क्वेश्चन मे बी रेज्ड, एनी एक्शन मस्ट हैव सम रिएक्शन। ओके, सो ए कर्मयोगी ई स्टिल परफॉर्मिंग सम कर्म आर द अदर, सो इट विल हैव सम रिएक्शन आर द अदर। हाउ कैन यू क्लेम दैट कर्मयोगी इज फ्रीडम फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल बॉन्डेज एंड ऑल रिएक्शंस। द फर्स्ट सेक्शन 1-12 कृष्णा स्पोक अबाउट फ्रीडम फ्रॉम बॉन्डेज। हाउ कैन ए कर्मयोगी बी कंप्लीटली बी फ्रीड फ्रॉम बॉन्डेज, बिकॉज कर्मयोगी वर्क्स विद द स्पिरिट ऑफ डिटैचमेंट एंड विद एन अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट आई एम नॉट द डूयर, कृष्णा इज द डूयर, मोड्स आर द डूयर। फॉर एनी एक्शन टू बी परफॉर्म्ड देर आर मल्टीपल डूयर्स। सो ए पर्सन हु परफॉर्म्स मटीरियल एक्टिविटीज मे हैव एन अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट आई एम द ओनली डूयर, बट ए कर्मयोगी इन स्पेसिफिक ही विल परफॉर्म हिज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड ड्यूटीज विद ए फुल कंप्लीट अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट आई एम नॉट द ओनली डूयर, आई एम द डूयर ओनली इन द सेंस दैट आई एम द डिजायरिंग, आई एम डिजायरिंग दिस एक्शन, बट द एक्शन इज बीइंग कैरिड आउट बाय सो मेनी थिंग्स, द मोड्स आर देयर फैसिलिटेटिंग, द प्रकृति इज देयर एंड द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज देयर टू सैंक्शन थिंग्स, सो लाइक दैट देर आर मल्टीपल फैक्टर्स ऑफ एक्शन। सो दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ ए कर्मयोगी इज डिस्क्राइब्ड बाय कृष्णा इन द नेक्स्ट 5 श्लोकस। From 13th shloka till 17th shloka, Krishna describes 5 factors of action. Okay, so let's discuss 13th shloka. Panchaitani mahabaho,
Panchaitani mahabaho,
Karanani nibodhame,
Karanani nibodhame,
Sankhe kritante prokta तानि
सांख्ये कृतान्ते प्रोक्तानि
सिद्धये सर्वकर्मणां
सिद्धये सर्वकर्मणां
पञ्चैतानि महाबाहो। देर आर 5 कॉजेस ऑफ एक्शन। कर्मण कारणानि निबोधमे, कारण मीन्स कॉज, द कॉज इज 5 फोल्ड। फॉर एनी एक्शन टू बी कैरिड आउट देर आर 5 कॉजेस। ओके, सांख्ये कृतानि प्रोक्तानि सिद्धये सर्वकर्मणां। So now learn about these 5 things. For any action to be accomplished, there are 5 factors. Okay, Krishna describes. Adhishtanam tatha karta,
Adhishtanam tatha karta,
Karanam cha prathak vidham,
Karanam cha prathak vidham,
Vividhascha prathak cheshta,
Vividhascha prathak cheshta,
Daivam chaiva artha panchamam,
Daivam chaiva artha panchamam.
This one shloka describes 5 factors of action. Adhishtanam tatha karta. Adhishtanam means the place of action. What is that? The body of the jiva. We already discussed in the 13th chapter, the body is the field of activities. Kshetram. So this is also called Adhishtanam. Adhishtanam is the place of action, or the body with which the action is being carried out. So this body is one cause for any action to be performed. Number two, Karta means the doer of action, or the consciousness that is reflected in the false ego. When the person, the living entity, identifies oneself with the material body, that misidentification is the cause of action. Okay? In that sense, the living entity is the doer. What is that misidentification? False ego. The consciousness that is affected by false ego is the real doer of action. Is one of the doers of action. Fine? Adhishtanam tatha karta. Karta means doer, literally. But here, what is the doer exactly? That is the doership mentality more than the personality being the doer. You are considering yourself to be the body. That means you are misidentifying yourself out of your false ego and having a doership mentality. That's why you are called doer. Just like sometimes the living entity is addressed as Purusha, because the living entity has the Purusha mentality. He is not Purusha. Similarly, the living entity is described as Karta here, because he has a doership mentality. He is the doer of action. Okay? Adhishtanam tatha karta. Then third point. Karanam cha prathakvidam. Karanam means the instruments of action. What are they? The senses. The eyes are there, the nose, tongue. Means there are five knowledge senses and there are five working senses. These senses are also causes of action. Fine? Three causes. Fourth. Cheshta. Cheshta means the effort executed by the life airs to perform various functions. There are, cheshta means effort, the endeavor. Okay. So that is also a part of action. Okay. And the cheshta you can do only when you have life airs in the body. Okay. The effort executed by the life airs. Daivam chevatra panchamam. Daivam means the Lord, God. Basically super soul. The super soul who sets everything into motion. So these are the five factors of action. Adhishtanam, Karta, Karanam, Cheshta, Daivam. Okay? Adhishtanam means?
The body.
Then Karta is? The doer. Who is basically the living entity who is under false ego. Third is Karanam. Means the senses. Fourth is Cheshta, the effort itself, which is actually executed by the life airs. Okay, effort. Then fifth is Daivam, the super soul. These are the five factors of action. Okay. Next, 15th shloka. Shariravan manobhiryat.
Shariravan manobhiryat.
Karma prarabdhate naraham.
Karma prarabdhate naraham.
Nyayam vaviparitam vam.
Nyayam vaviparitam vam.
Panchaite tasya hetavaham.
Panchaite tasya hetavaham.
15th sloka says, these five factors of action, shariravan mano buddhir, karma prarabdhate naraha. These five factors of action cause all the right actions prescribed in the scriptures, and wrong actions also which are not prescribed in the scriptures. See this. Shariravan manobhir. Nyayam va viparitam va. Third line says. Nyayam means justified actions. Bona fide actions. Authorized actions. They are all approved by the scriptures. This is a proper action that you can do according to the scriptural injunctions. That is nyayam va. Viparitam va means opposite. Opposite actions which are not mentioned in the scriptures or which are against the scriptures. So whether you do good activities or bad activities, authorized activities or unauthorized activities, scripturally approved activities or those activities that are disapproved by the scriptures. Anything is being carried out by these five factors of action. Okay, a man performs by body, words and mind. See this. Panchaite shariravan manobhiryat karma prarabdhate naraha. Prarabhate naraha. Sharira means body. Vak means speech. Mana means mind. Shariravan mano. So a person may do activities with the body, mind and speech. All three types of activities that he does, involve these five factors of action. Is it clear? Any activity that you do will have these five factors. So, next, 16th shloka. Tatraivam sati kartaram.
Tatraivam sati kartaram.
Atmanam kevalam tuyaha.
Atmanam kevalam tuyaha.
Pashyatya kartaram. Akrita buddhitvan, nasapashyati durmatihi, tatraivam sati kartaram. So, now the jiva's acting as a doer takes place only with the Lord's permission. Because the fifth factor of action is?
Daiva.
Super soul, daiva, correct. And depends upon the body and senses given by the Lord. So, other factors of action are body, senses. The last factor is super soul. But that body and senses are also given by the Lord. Okay, credit goes to Him only. So, but one who sees only the jiva as the doer is foolish. Here, the jiva is able to perform activities, means the karta, only because of the other four factors. He alone cannot do. He is getting senses, he is getting body, he is getting life airs, and he has the super soul. But out of foolishness, a person thinks that I am the only cause of action. I am the only doer. Only karta is there. Other people are not there. Other entities are not there. So that is described in this 16th shloka. Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuyaha. Kevala means only. One who considers himself only as the cause of action is foolish. Fine. Pashyati akarta akrita buddhitvan nasa pashyati durmatihi. Therefore, one who thinks himself the only doer, not considering the five factors, is certainly not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are. So, one should consider that action is being carried out by all five factors. Although we may discuss this in Bhagavad Gita class, still, when we are on the field, when we are actually performing actions, we could conveniently forget that action is being carried out by all five factors. The material energy of the Lord or the Maya will convince us that we are the doers. I am doing these things. Where is God in picture? Where are other people in picture? And if you analyze, actually, there are so many other things. So all these are pertaining to one body, our senses, and these are all mentioned. But the inspiration that we get to do some action will come from some devotee, some other person. And many other people will assist us in performing that action. For you to make one garland, someone has to pluck flower, someone has to manufacture needle, someone has to manufacture thread. And then you will make a garland. For you to cook some item, there are so many people. Now we are all doing prasadam packing. And the prasadam is going in a plate to the person who is eating. So just now you packed somewhere around 4,000 packets. Okay. So there is somebody who is purchasing the vegetable, somebody is cutting the vegetable, somebody is cooking, and many other people are assisting in the cooking. And there are some people who are transferring the prasadam in big vessels. And then multiple people are packing them into prasadam, prasadam packets. Okay. And somebody is just carrying all the packed prasadam into the crates and loading in the vehicle, and finally it is going there. So ultimately, what is the result? A person is eating some packet full of rice. For that to happen, hundreds of people are involved. If you trace back, we can go back up to the farmer who is growing the agricultural fields, okay, and how he got the land. Everything else is cause, right? Right? For anything being performed, there are hundreds and thousands of millions of people involved. Ultimately, everything is being sanctioned by the Supreme Lord and facilitated by Prakriti. Thus, to summarize, all the factors of action, the Jiva, the Prakriti, the Lord, these three things are involved. Okay? Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, these three are the main factors of action. So, what are the five important teachings of Bhagavad Gita, important subjects of Bhagavad Gita?
Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma.
Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma. So, for any karma to be performed, Jiva is involved, Ishvara is involved, Prakriti is involved, and all these karmas are being carried out in this time, under the influence of time. So, these are the prominent subjects of Bhagavad Gita, these five things. Now, you came up to 18th chapter. So, several chapters will have these five elements. Okay, multiple times the discussion is coming. So, to consider oneself alone as the doer of all actions is foolishness. That's what this shloka says. 17th shloka. 16th shloka spoke about doership mentality. 17th shloka will speak about non-doership mentality. I am not the doer. Yasya naham krito bhavo.
Yasya naham karomi bhavo.
Yasya naham krito bhavo.
Yasya naham krito bhavo.
Buddhiryasya na lipyate.
Buddhiryasya na lipyate.
Hatvapisa imal lokan.
Hatvapisa imal lokan.
Nahanti na badhyate.
Nahanti na
nibadhyate. So, yasya na aham krito bhavo. Ahankara is false ego or misidentification. Na ahankara bhava. So, if you don't have a false ego, if you are not motivated by false ego, then buddhir yasya nalipyate, if your buddhi, your intelligence is not entangled by maya, hatvapisa imal loka nahanti nabadhyate, one does not actually kill people, although he is engaged in killing so many people. Arjuna has to, why killing example is given here? He could have taken any other action. Arjuna is going to kill. I have given the example of prasadam packet, prasadam, making prasadam packets. Because you are all involved in prasadam packet. Seva. Arjuna is involved in fighting seva. Krishna is taking fighting example. So like that, the philosophy is presented with so many examples according to the listener. So now here, you see, although Arjuna is about to kill so many people, he is not the killer. Because he already discussed five doers are there, not only one doer. There are five factors of action. So, although this person is killing, he is not the killer if he kills without any false ego, without any identification with that role as a warrior. He has to perform the duty of a warrior, but he does not have the ahankara of being a warrior. Understand? So, you have the responsibility to do the activity, but you have the necessary detachment or renunciation to not be identified with the designation that comes with that activity. Fine? So, he is not a Kshatriya. Yes, he is playing the role of a Kshatriya, but ultimately soul is not a Kshatriya, eternally. In this lifetime, the soul may be Kshatriya. Next life, the soul could become Vaishya. Soul could become Sudra. Soul could become something else. Okay? Soul need not have any of these identifications. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaisyo na sudro naham varani nacha grahapatir no vanastho yitirva. We are not kshatriyas, we are not brahmanas, we are not brahmacharis, we are not grahasthas, we are not sannyasis, we are not vanaprasthas. All these four social orders or four ashramas are only temporary phases or identifications within one lifetime. The soul is ultimately what? Gopi bhartur padakamalayor dasa 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 anudasa. The soul is ultimately the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis, Krishna. Okay? So this is about non-doership mentality. If you consider yourself as a non-doer of activities, then you will not be bound by the result of activities. Simple. Basically, this five factors of action is also a continuation of the previous 12 shlokas where Krishna is speaking about karma yoga. So, we discussed first 12 shlokas where Krishna spoke about karma yoga that frees you from material bondage. Then we discussed next five shlokas where Krishna described five factors of action. So, you are not the only doer. There are other doers also. And if you don't have the identity of being a doer, of so many activities, then you are liberated from bondage. Okay. We'll discuss the next section after some time. Hare Krishna.